Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
They say laughter is the best medicine, and quite frankly, I agree. There's actually something called humor therapy, which we will be talking about in addition to EFT and Qigong. And so excited to have back on the show Alan Smith. He's the author of Unbreak Your Health, The Complete Guide to Complementary and Alternative Therapies. Alan, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me back. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I love to laugh. I mean, who doesn't? But I'm like an extra giggly person. So talk to us about humor therapy.
Oh, I'm glad you picked that because that's my personal favorite as well. But most people don't realize it's actually one of our oldest therapies also. If you look in the Bible, Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." So this is over 2,000 years, and yet it's only been in the last, I want to say 20, 30 years that the American Medical Association has reluctantly said, you know what, maybe this stuff actually works. And that's really because of a gentleman by the name of Norman Cousins, who wrote a book called The Anatomy of an Illness back in the, about 1964, about his own personal fight with a very painful disease. And unfortunately, none of the drugs back in the 60s were doing him any good whatsoever. And he accidentally stumbled on the fact that if he could laugh for just 15 minutes, he could get up to 2 hours of pain-free sleep. And for him, that was just a huge breakthrough. And he wrote the book, and eventually the New England Journal of Medicine wrote a study about it and published it in 1979. And it was, I want to say, 5-8 years later that the AMA finally said, you know what, maybe this is actually a legitimate therapy after all. And so, the humor therapy really does make us feel better. There's no question about it.
So what is it, you know, in our body physiologically that humor, that laughter does for us? Is it boost our immune system? Is it, you know, increasing our white blood cells? Like, what is it doing?
Oh, you're right on track. It does lower our blood pressure. It reduces our stress hormones. It boosts our immune system, releases endorphins, just does all kinds of wonderful things and helps the body become more positive, more energetic, more everything. And it's amazing. There was a gentleman over in India that was studying laughter therapy a couple of decades ago, and he actually ended up creating something called laughter yoga. And from that,
we now have... Oh, my goodness, I did a show about that once. That's
I was going to say, if you look around, I think you're going to find that there are actually laughter clubs popping up all over the place. Because they discovered that if you start laughing, and even though it's forced and artificial, and you're in a group of people... they start laughing artificially and you know, just putting it out there, and suddenly you're all laughing naturally and having a great time. And people said, you know what, I'd rather start my day laughing for 10 or 15 minutes than with, you know, 4 or 5 cups of coffee and getting me all jacked up, because at the end of the time, you feel a lot better after you've been laughing for that many minutes. So it's a great way to start the day.
You know, Alan, one of the things that Andrea is very passionate about is EFT, and we've talked about that before, emotional freedom technique. Just tell us a little bit about it for people who are new to it.
Oh, she's tapped into one of the fastest-growing and hottest alternative therapies in the world. It's created back in the 1990s by a Stanford engineer by the name of Gary Craig, who was actually taking classes in something called thought field transfer, which was loosely based on acupressure, and it was a very involved, detailed study. Gary, being the engineer, said, well, wait a minute, why can't I just tap on all of the major meridians in the body for everything? And the guy who created TFT said, well, if you want to do that, that's fine. You know, feel free to go ahead and do that, but, you know, this is my deal over here. Gary said, well, fine, thank you very much. And he went up to Stanford and said, well, let's create this thing called tapping, or EFT, and it's a very simple, easy to use. Takes just a few minutes to really get the basics of it, and basically you're simply using your fingertips to tap on the 14 different points in the body to stimulate all of the major meridians, which again is based on, you know, acupressure very loosely, and it's amazing. You can use it virtually on everything. Golfers use it to improve their scores. I mean, people use it for health. The thing that really enabled it to grow is so many of these therapies that are created are very tight-fisted. They don't want to let go of anything. You know, they copyright and trademark everything under the sun, and it's a very restrictive atmosphere. And Gary said, well, you know, that's not going to help anybody. So let's let everybody loose. And if they want to develop a therapy based on EFT, feel free. We'll call them cousins, and we'll even put them on the EFT website. And so he did, and people were developing variations on a theme and coming up with different twists and turns, and he was promoting them. And they were all saying, thank you, Gary, very much. You know, you're helping us make people a lot healthier and a lot happier. And, in fact, Gary actually backed off just a couple of years ago, kind of semi-retired, and his daughter Tina is now actually handling the official EFT website. And all of the cousins of EFT continue to grow like, you know, wildfire. Because it's so easy,
oh, that's so cool,
so fast to use, and so effective. Many people
now,
just call it tapping.
Speaking of fast and effective, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's just, you know, many people call it tapping and other variations, but emotional freedom technique, or EFT, is the real core original therapy.
All right, now we only have a couple minutes, but quickly tell us about Qigong.
Qigong is part of the traditional Chinese medicine, which only goes back about 5,000 years, and it's been used by a few billion people. It's one of those newcomers, kind of like EFT, but it's part of, as I said, traditional Chinese medicine in that it's based on the fundamental belief of living energy in our bodies, called qi, based on yin and yang. It's really, most people are familiar with it. I mean, Tai Chi is a type of Qigong. There's actually 3,000 different styles of Qigong out there, developed for different needs, different reasons. The Buddhist monks developed variations on it. It's been used as a martial art in many parts of Asia. But it's a way of moving the body and breathing in a way to move your energy so that the body maintains better health. Because obviously if your energy becomes blocked or restricted, that's when disease and illness result. And the slow rhythmic motions of Qigong enable us to keep the flow moving and keep the body healthy.
Have you tried it yourself?
I'm sorry. One question at a time, please.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering if, you know, it reminds me of people in the park when they do their Tai Chi and they're going really slowly. Like, how is it different than something like Tai Chi? Like, is it a practice that you, I've heard of it, but I've never actually done it. So that's why, at least I think you were asking me, have I tried it? But I haven't tried it before. Yeah. So that's why it's interesting to me how this works.
Oh, and like I said, Tai Chi is actually a type of Qigong, which many people don't realize. It's a variation on the basic theme. Tai Chi does its movements and its breathing in one style, and one of the other 3,000 types of Qigong do the motions and breathing in a different style.
Huh,
but
okay.
It's all based on the same principle of moving the body and breathing in a way to stimulate the energy and the flow through the body so that it flows all the way around the way it's supposed to.
Okay. Interesting. No, I find that fascinating. Now, I just want to put, Alan, I just want to put into perspective, you know, all the therapies that we're talking about today because we're out of time. But basically, in your book, Unbreak Your Health, The Complete Guide to Complementary and Alternative Therapies, you talk about all different types of therapies that people can use to complement their everyday health. Like, tell us, you know, we have about 20 seconds left. Tell us a little bit about that and then where they can find out more information about you.
The book's website is www.unbreakyourhealth.com, and the book has over 300 different types of complementary and alternative therapies. Basically, it's the starting point. If you have a health challenge and want to know where to go, this is what you read to get you started and find that therapy that's going to help you at this point in your life.
Well, I love that. Well said. And I do want to talk about more of them in different kinds because I've tried a lot, but I haven't tried them all. So thank you so much for being on our show today, Alan. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy.